Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number three of today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it on this Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. Edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just received an email at the radio station regarding some bridge work in the eastern part of the UP, just north of the Mackinac Bridge. These bridges are scheduled for construction projects this summer. Repairs are planned for I-75 bridge over the Carp River, the M-123 overpass at I-75, and M-134 bridge over the Pine River. All of these are in Mackinac County, and the Michigan Department of Transportation will be overseeing the work. Work to the three bridges includes epoxy overlays, deck patching, joint replacements, structure patching, railing repairs, beams substructure, surface sealers, and approach. Total cost of the three bridge repairs is going to be $2 million. This work will extend the service life of these existing bridges to maintain safe roadways for all the users, according to MDOT. The work on M-134 bridge is expected to begin on April the 17th. That's just in 6 days. One lane of alternating traffic will be open using traffic signals and a temporary barrier wall. Traffic will be restricted to a 10-foot maximum width. Construction zone speeds are going to be 35 miles per hour. Work on I-75 and the M-123 bridges will begin later, and traffic restrictions will be announced as they get closer to the start times. All the bridge projects are expected to be completed by November 8th. Kind of interesting, 3 days after the election. Just saying. Just saying. Now, one thing I did want to bring to your attention, one of our sponsors, MAGA Water out of Sheboygan, you have got to taste the difference. And this became very obvious to me personally, as on Valentine's Day, February 14th, we purchased 8 of the 7-gallon jugs that they now offer at a discounted price at MAGA Water. We filled them up, 56 gallons. We brought it home for drinking water. We don't cook with it. We just drink it. As you know, we're on the program with Missy. We're in maintenance. Vicky just started back in fat burn. We drink a lot of water. We even took it on vacation with us in our vehicle. We ran out over the weekend. I called John panicked saying, hey, we're out of MAGA water. I need to come get more. He said, sorry, Randy, we're out of town, but I can make arrangements for Jamie's brother to meet you over at the factory on Tuesday. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I was forced to drink bottled water we had purchased at Costco. I had also tried to use our water system, the reverse osmosis filtered system we had been drinking for years. The problem is, I could not stand the taste. The bottled water tasted salty to me. If you look at the ingredients, one of the very first top ingredients, bicarbonate sodium, is how they increase the pH levels in bottled water. It tasted bad. And I thought, no, there is no way that MAGA water tastes that much better than this bottled water we had been drinking for years. Basically, the entire time I was in fat burn in Missy's program, that's the water I drank. Well, needless to say, Jamie's brother was nice enough to meet me on Tuesday. We filled up the 8 7-gallon jugs. I put them back in the Yukon. The first thing I did was fill up my own bottle of water right there in the parking lot. I pulled out on Mackinac Avenue, and I took a swallow. There it is. That great-tasting MAGA water. Immediately knew the difference. Taste buds was like night and day. I'm like, you've got to be kidding. This water, with its minerals, its natural pH of 8.3, the soft water that it is, absolutely tastes better than bottled water. I don't care if it's spring water, filtered water, reverse osmosis, distilled water, I don't care. This water is 10 times better. So thank God we're back in stock, and I can tell you something right now. I will never run out again. Ever. When those 7 of the 8 jugs are emptied, I'm going back up and filling the 7 up. We're going to have a full jug always in the house. I will never go back with 8 empty jugs ever again. I'm only going to go back with 7. And you can get these jugs right now at their location. Discounted prices. Nick Wallace in Harbor Springs. I agree, Randy. The water from John is awesome. I filled up my jugs. He also bought another product from him. He has a spray sanitizer. Absolutely. Great product. Let's see. Does MAGA water just sell in Michigan? No, Anita, reporting in from the villages down there in Florida, I believe. No, they do ship it. However, it's very expensive because the bottles they use is high quality, BPA-free plastic. Plus, the shipping costs basically makes it unaffordable. Unless you're a multimillionaire, you probably can't afford it to be shipped down to you. Now, I do know that he's working on some distributions. He's trying to get some folks to carry it locally. I don't know if Florida is one of the states that he's currently working on. But, man, I can tell you it is absolutely tastes different than anything else. Oh, that's funny. I can't talk about this one on the radio just yet. This will be tomorrow's show. Yes, I got a text message right now interacting with some other folks about what will be happening in Lansing today, and we will be reporting on it again tomorrow's show Friday. You have to listen. That's all I can say at this point. And I know Rod is just going crazy trying to figure out what it is. Well, yep, can't tell you. You got to listen to the show tomorrow. Officer Nick reporting in for duty. He said Rogers is a carpetbagger. I doubt if he actually lives here in Michigan. He's staying with relatives. Yeah, it's cheaper than a hotel, but he is definitely a carpetbagger. Well, Rick should know because he was his congressman for many, many years down there in the Livingston County area. Another story I'm looking at right now, I want to get it into today's show, and this is kind of interesting. Michigan pays out 5th most to wrongfully convicted individuals. Michigan lawmakers work to fix the Unemployment States Compensation Act. For those wrongfully convicted, court records show that the law's narrow requirement leads to delays and denial of payments. However, the state of Michigan paid more than $50.5 million to 77 inmates that were wrongfully imprisoned according to the Wrongful Imprisonment Compensation Act, according to records dating back to 2017. This information was confirmed by the Department of Treasury. This puts Michigan fifth among 50 states in paying the most compensation according to national registry records. New York State ranks first, paying out almost $16 per taxpayer. The state of Iowa paid out the least, only 7 cents for each of its 3.19 million residents. As a result, many former prisoners are left out, according to Donald Sullivan Jr. These were people wrongfully convicted, exonerated, removed out as inmates, put back into general society, but yet were denied unemployment insurance. We still pay out more than 45 other states. Just another example of how badly Michigan is broken. Absolutely amazing. Just found that story to be very interesting. Wanted to get it on the record for today. We'll follow this story and see where it goes. Another short story. Mental health and behavioral health industry officials warned a House Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday that growing workforce shortage is creating a growing pile of paperwork. Behavioral health industry and mental health industry officials say that it is creating an administrative burden on public health care workers. This comes according to Matt Mascart, CEO of Upper Peninsula-based Pathways Communications Mental Health. He argued that there is an urgent need to reduce the administrative burdens and allow an increased percentage of time to be spent caring for those people we serve. Clinical, seasoned professional, he said, people don't get the mental health, get into the mental health field just to sit around and do paperwork. We need to actually treat patients, but the burden that is placed on us for paperwork is tremendous and burdensome. They have shortage of staff that need to fill out the paperwork, and it's not happening. Again, more over-regulations from Lansing. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of Thursday. Couple of text messages coming in. Phyllis, downstate, Washtenaw County area, says, you're going to be proud of me, but I can't say why until next week. See, I can be cryptic, too. Oh, that's funny. And to answer your question, Rod, no, you only have to pay a $100 bill. Just pay $100 and you're able to do what you're wanting to do. One last thing I do want to mention today's show. This is, without a doubt, a pressing issue, and I keep talking about it, but yet nobody's responding. And for the life of me, I cannot understand this. We need two candidates in Emmett County and two in Presque Isle County to run for county commissioner. Over in Emmett County, Petoskey area, Bear Creek Township and Resort Township. You guys have got to know somebody that lives in those two townships. I need to talk to them. We need them to file before April 23rd to run as candidates for county commissioner. Over in Presque Isle County, it's basically the city of Rogers City, two seats, District 2 and District 3. Now, District 3 is all of Rogers City east of 23. If you live in Rogers City east of 23, I need to talk to you. If you live in Rogers City west of 23 and also possibly Belknap Township, Akiak, and Rogers Township, I need to talk to you about District 2. We absolutely have to have two people from those districts in Presque Isle and Emmett County to file before April 23rd. I'm personally recruiting in those districts. We can help you design your cards, your yard signs, all of it. It's something that needs to be done. We absolutely, absolutely have got to take a stand and get these people in there. Now, one of the things that you have to understand These are four-year terms. These are no longer two-year terms. And I've had people say, well, what happens if I'm not able to serve the entire 4 years? Not a problem. Get elected. Write new bylaws. Get the agenda moving. And if something happens, you can always resign. And the other fellow conservative patriot commissioners can appoint your replacement. This is not something that you have to dedicate your life to, guaranteed for 4 years. We would love for you to run and get elected and do a good service serving the community. But if you're not able to serve your entire term, you can resign and the other board members will appoint your replacement. But we've got to get good conservative patriots in office on August 6th primary. So, if you know somebody that lives in those two areas of Presque County as well as those two areas of Emmett County, I need to speak to them. Give them my phone number, 231-360-5140. It's absolutely critical that we get these seats filled. And we have many seats available in Sheboygan County as well for county commissioner. We need to talk to you. I believe we found our individual to run here in Antrim County for Mancelona area, so I've taken that one off the list. We'll get confirmation tomorrow. And, of course, I'll have a big announcement tomorrow's show as to what's happening today. Sorry for the tease, but that's all I can say at this moment. Lastly, I do want to tell you that if you have any friends down in the Flint area, 2 weeks from this Saturday, April 27th, I will be teaching the Roberts Rules of Orders crash course and the state constitution down in Flint, Michigan, Saturday, April 27th. All you have to do is go to the website, AC Conservatives. It's right at the top. Follow the instructions, make the donation, and come join us. For those of you listening downstate, Flint is going to be the closest class for this year. I'm not going to be down in Macomb or Grand Rapids area like I had originally planned because of Vicky filing for county clerk. Going to be a little bit busy knocking on doors and putting up signs. That's my responsibility. So greatly appreciate you guys. Again, if you'd like the cards, text me cards. I'll text you the link. Just donate $21 and we'll ship them out to you tomorrow. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM WCY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Pawtucket.